This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Going to see Shania Twain? How about some self-care from the spa, the Del Monte? Yeah, we've got that prize package coming up for you here at 7:25. 92.5 WB, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Many kids are coming home for the holidays. And I wonder, as a parent, do you still talk to them like they're kids, no matter what age they are as adults?
Of course we do. Terry on our Facebook page says, I say to my 36-year-old, I love you a bushel and a peck. And then her response is, a kiss upon the neck. And now her little 2-year-old is saying it back to me. So
passing it on,
I love you a bushel and a peck.
love it.
Bonnie tells her kids, make good choices because I don't have bail money.
That's keeping it real for sure. We're talking about things you say to your adult children that you've been saying to them since middle school, high school, college. Another Bonnie jumped on our Facebook. Text me when you get there. Or I sing the Barney I Love You song. I love you, you love me.
Yeah, we know how it goes.
Earworm alert!
My husband and both of his parents, they always end every phone call, anyone in his life, love, heart, bye.
Love, heart, bye.
It's just their thing. And I think every family, if you really think about it, you're like, oh yeah, I guess we do that.
Okay. He's almost speaking in emojis. Right? The heart.
I don't know. It's just something he's always done.
Yeah.
And the man's 45 years old and he's done it his whole life. So he's going to continue doing it.
Okay. All right. We've got that Happy Spa-Holiday prize package for you to win. The self-care, the Shania Twain concert tickets, and more of what you say to your adult children to help you win that, even though you've been doing it all their life. You still say it to them. Rochester's new country, so a lot of kids are coming home for the holidays. Adult kids, and you're still talking to them like they're kids. You have that saying. On the Donuts Light text line, one is very close to me. It says, I always say have fun, and now they start saying it to me as a parent. Go have fun. I always say have fun, be safe. I've said it since middle school when they're going to a friend's house or sleepover. Have fun, be safe. Now they're adults going to happy hour or parties. Have fun, be safe. Call them, text them. Whenever I talk to them, I end the conversation. Have fun, be safe.
Well, for me, I mean, I gave them all nicknames. They kind of all fell into nicknames when they were babies, and I still call them that. My oldest, who's engaged, my God, but it doesn't matter if she's 50 years old. I will still always call her Boogies.
Boogies?
Boogies. And everyone in high school picked on her because she put me on speaker accidentally. And I'd be like, Boogies, can you? And they were like, Boogies? Did Mom call you Boogies? And then, so I call her Boogies.
Okay.
I call Ava Munchkin always.
Munchkin, okay.
And then Liam is Mr. Pants. I know. Just.
Where did these nicknames come from, TJ?
You look at these babies. Uh-huh. And you're with your babies.
Yeah.
And don't you just like develop a nickname for them? Is it just me?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they fit their nicknames and that's what I will forever call them. I don't care how old they get.
Yeah. Okay.
So look out.
You know, it's funny. We all do have funny nicknames for our kids. My oldest is Drama. My middle one is Little Mama. And John is always John John.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, I'm not a little kid anymore.
John John.
You're still our John John.
That's right.
Okay, yeah.
Always will be.
Did your parents ever call you anything weird, nicknames?
My nickname was always Hopeabella.
Hopeabella.
And it was sang like that?
Hopeabella. It was always when like it was like a loving term. If I was in trouble, it was never Hopeabella.
Right.
That's when the middle. Hopeabella angry. Hopeabella. See, it sounds so dumb.
I want your dad, Jerry, to call in and sing Hopeabella. Hopeabella. Oh, that is funny. Hey, it's the holidays. We want to take care of you. We appreciate you listening to us every morning, making you part of your morning routine. TJ Bo, producer Hope. How about a Spa-Day prize package?
Yes, we've got a $100 gift card to the spa at the Del Monte, plus two tickets to see Shania Twain at Darien Lake this summer.
Wow, that is a prize package for sure. Call number 19, the world's easiest contest, 585-252-WBEE, 252-9233. TJ calls Liam. What nickname? Did you catch that?
Mr. Pants.
Mr. Pants, yeah. If you could say that back to us,
poor kid.
Please tell me where that came from. I want to hear the story. That's coming up with the winner. Is it you? Call number 19th. You know you win. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. And Kathy, are you wearing anything lucky this morning?
I guess my sweatshirt.
Okay.
My lucky sweatshirt.
Well, what does it say on this lucky sweatshirt?
It says Dravec Orthodontics.
Oh, and that's where you work, huh?
That's where I work.
All right, let's see how lucky it is. Call number 19, the world's easiest contest. We're talking about things we say to our adult kids ever since they've been children. We say it. Mine was, have fun, be safe. I say it to all my kids. TJ uses their nicknames. What is her son's nickname that she was calling and using years ago and still uses it?
Mr. Pants.
TJ, what is that all about? Why do you call him Mr. Pants?
I don't know. I used to always walk around, just put your pants on, Mr. Pants. Just change your pants. You know, when they're babies and they're toddlers. And I don't know. It just stuck. And I always call him Mr. Pants. Well, Kathy, congratulations. That's right. Now you got a $100 gift card to the spa at the Del Monte.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Plus a pair of tickets to see Shania Twain in July at Darien Lake.
You know, my husband has always said the only woman he would divorce me for is Shania Twain, so I am so excited.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to take him to see his free pass?
I am definitely going to take him. This is a great Christmas present for him.
There you go. Put in the stocking stuffer. What a great idea. Happy Spa-Day.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate it.
You are so welcome. And those Shania Twain tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com. Tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
I love the Bee Morning Coffee Cup. Oh, because you make me smile and happy on my way to work.
And we are glad you're making us part of your morning routine. Have you ever won with us before?
I have never won.
First time winner!
92.5 WB. That is Ella Langley, Riley Green. You look like you love me. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bo and producer Hope.
Bo, we've got somebody on the hotline.
On the hotline? Good morning. Got the B-Morning Coffee Club.
Good morning. This is Jerry.
Oh, Hope's dad. Jerry!
Jerry!
What did you call her as she was growing up?
We called her Hopeabella. And I'm scratching my head. I cannot remember where that came from, but it had caught on, and my sister calls her that, her mom, and the family all calls her Hopeabella.
But do you, like, sing it, Jerry? Do people go, Hopeabella?
Mm-hmm. Time for dinner. Hopeabella. Come on, let's see.
Hopeabella.
So that's what we called her.
Oh, man. It even has like a la-di-da type feel to it.
Now, listen, I'm muting her out. Don't worry about her. Let's come clean. When she was mischievous and she caused some problems, then what did you call her?
Hope Delancey.
Oh,
yeah. That's an easy one.
Yeah. That's the first and last.
Yeah. Well, have a good day, Jerry. Thanks for waking up with us. You know what? When the middle name comes out, too, you know you're really in trouble when the middle name comes out. I wonder if Mama J had a nickname for you, TJ. Let's try to wake her up. You think she's up? You think she's up?
She should be. I don't know.
All right. We're going to find out. What was your nickname growing up?